Okay, you want more volume? How's that?
That's really good.
Is that working?
Yep.
Okay, and since we have a little more volume, let's see how your volume is.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
I like it. We're volumized.
So,
you know, I've missed you this week, Wynn.
Well, you know, there's that famous song, "How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away?"
No, but I have. You know, I've been thinking of you, and it's, you know, how are you doing? How are you doing?
You know what? I want to have a topic tonight.
Okay.
I don't think how I'm doing is relevant.
Okay.
Truthfully.
Gotcha.
Do you know that? I mean, how are you doing is not relevant.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
Because
as soon as you and I come together and we have people listening to us, there's only one relevant question. You know what that is? How are we doing? Because if we start out that I'm separate and you're separate and our listeners are separate, then, well, we might as well have everyone say, "How are you doing?" And everyone just gives a report. And, you know, the real challenge, I think, of all life, I mean, there's two challenges. One is survival, and the other is blending. Okay? And they're kind of at opposite ends, because survival is a unique individual challenge that each person has to figure out their own unique way of surviving. And the other one is blending, and that is the opposite end. Survival is an individual thing, and blending is kind of a surrendering of energies. And so,
well put, very well put.
So the higher aspect is blending. And you know we've been bitching at each other. I've been bitching for the past months, because we haven't been, you know, when we started out on the show, we were blending almost all the time and pulling people, and they were blending with us. And then we kind of lost it. And we lost it, I think, because you got involved in moving and you get so busy that your energy was too fragmented to be able to blend. Okay? It was not present. Your voice was present, your personality was present, but your energy, because you see, blending is something that doesn't happen on this side. It happens, I don't want to say the other side, but it happens with the part of us that exists.
I just had a, you know, you're right.
In other dimensions.
See, you know, Wynn, you're right. And folks, I've been remiss on this, because he is right. And I've had it proven to me over and over. And in fact, funny, I had it proven to me today, Wynn,
mm-hmm.
in a most wonderful way. Folks, just for those of you who are listening, Between Two Worlds with Derek White, Sky Cloud, is, well, I'm just going to put it to you this way. I love this man. And I think, out of all the people I know, this guy is so aware and so in touch. And he showed me how, you know, he proved to me once again, I felt it several times in my past, and I always feel other people's energies, but to feel that connection with every entity is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring it together and to work with those energies for the highest good is really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm sorry, Wynn. I'm back with you now.
Well, don't be sorry.
Well, my token apology has to still, you know, I got to throw that in there, otherwise it wouldn't be the Dawn and Wynn show.
All right. Okay, let me see. Then let's see, the token. I love you, Wynn.
I love you, Wynn.
And hi, your mother bawled you out. for last Sunday.
She did, folks. I was my...
His own mother.
She phoned me up after the show, and she said, you know what, Don? You interrupted Wynn quite often, and you shouldn't interrupt him so much. Well, what a turnaround, Mom. I love you, and you're quite right. I did do that.
Now, for those of you that are listening for the first time, when we first started, Don's mother used to say, Wynn is hogging all the time, and he's not letting you talk enough. So, this is a very honest dialogue.
It's a very unusual show.
You know the way the Don and Wynn show started, you know, maybe there's probably people that don't know the story, so...
Let's tell it. It's a good one.
We can tell it. Is that Don invited me to do a show. And for those of you that are listening, I happen to be the author of the book, the principal author, with David Wilcock, of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And the book makes the case for David Wilcock being Edgar Cayce. And then 2 years into writing the book, they started contacting me. When I say they, I mean what I've learned to call group souls that are in higher dimensions. Or
can I ask you a personal question? I know I shouldn't interrupt. Can I ask you a personal question?
Why don't I finish the story and then tell me?
Well, it kind of fits in there.
All right, go ahead.
Do you ever feel energies to such a degree it's almost overwhelmingly wonderful? I mean, just, you know, when you're doing these readings, these mm-hmm. wonderful readings with your mm-hmm. with your friends, do they ever change the energy in the room?
Absolutely.
Isn't that remarkable
yeah.
when that happens?
In fact, you know, one of the things is we do it so often that it becomes normal.
I felt that for the first couple times here not too long ago,
yeah.
and it's for a few months ago, and mm-hmm. then recently a few times.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelmingly gratifying.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, right at this moment, right now, their energies are working with you and I. They're present. I feel it.
I agree. I believe you're correct.
And instead of, like, you know, we're hitting the ground running with the energies present.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, how's it going, Wynn? How's it going, Don? And, you know, part of that is, like, I decided that before the show, I just called them in and started contemplating on it all and started sending it to you so that we'd have more of a chance of having that experience. Now, of course, I don't know what's going to happen because it's free will. So if you were going to resist it, then it wouldn't happen. But in any case, these group souls started talking to me through two girlfriends in a row. I started getting dream messages, and they were doing miraculous things to prove they were real. And I told the story, and then Don wanted to give me a regular show, and I said, no, I don't think I want a regular show. I told my story, and that's it. But then we started talking to each other, and we started to have these very creative conversations. And I said to Don, why don't we record our conversations and just put them on the air? And one day I recorded one, sent them the cassette tape, and so he put it on. And this is when Login Radio was just starting. I think we were probably the third show on. Is that right, Don?
I believe it was that first week, yes.
Yeah, the first week. And so we've been doing it ever since. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned is that when we first started doing it, it was like romance. No one knew what was going to happen. No one knew who was going to say next. And it was kind of unselfconscious.
Yes, I agree.
And then it started to get like, well, we have to do a show. What are we going to do? And it started to become...
You said that this would happen. I remember beforehand,
yeah,
you said,
yeah,
if we start doing interviews, this thing's going to fall apart, wrong energy, and we're going to go sideways. Well,
mm-hmm,
I know that. So we got to pick and choose our interviews very carefully.
I mean, we did really good interviews.
Oh, we've done some great ones.
But we did them with the energy present.
Yeah, and there's one other I want to do with the energy present.
Yeah.
And that's with, I want to do an interview or a few with Mick Avery channeling,
mm-hmm,
Gregory Hay. I would,
mm-hmm,
that would be another honor, and I'd love to do that just,
mm-hmm,
for people,
mm-hmm,
and myself.
Well, we can do that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
It's coming.
And, you know, but the thing is that the interest in the show is really not going to be because who we bring on it. You know, it's got to start out with you and I having a blended energy. And I use the word blended, and maybe people don't know what I mean when I say that. And because, you know, this is something that I have worked on as a concept for a long time. And I do believe it's kind of a new way of saying something that everyone kind of knows what it means. But I'm taking it to a further expansiveness than people would normally consider. Are you with me, Don?
Yeah, I am, and it took me on a tangent.
It did?
Well, you know, it's when you're dealing with the Elohim and the Ra, correct?
Well, I'm dealing with life.
Well, you're dealing with life, but you're also dealing with the energies that are working with you. And
I'm dealing
with... They've stated so, and I believe they're doing so, but what's remarkable is that you're dealing with energies that have no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to help.
Mm-hmm.
If you let them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
they
amazing.
Do. They do.
That's it.
But
yeah.
But the key to it is blending.
Yeah.
The key to it is blending. You know, basically, a way of understanding blending, I'm trying to find ways of explaining this to people that anyone can understand it.
You move from one of their, projections. What did they call those little matrixes? They call you're one of those channeling
holograms.
Holograms. You're blending would be moving from one hologram to the next.
Yeah, but that's too complicated.
Oh, okay.
Let me give you a simple way of understanding blending.
Okay.
Did you ever go into a city and feel like a total stranger? Okay.
Oh yeah. Or even the vice versa.
Well, let me make the point though, and then you meet one person that you really connect with, who's in that city. And then, after that, you don't feel like a stranger. You feel a familiarity, like the city feels much more friendly. Now, the city is still the same. What happened was, you connected with someone that was connecting with the city energy, the hologram of the city. The city has a group energy.
Yes.
And all the people that live in it combine to make up that group energy.
No, I would agree.
So, you know, you can go to different cities, and different cities have different feelings.
Different feelings.
Some cities,
yes.
Some cities have less of a group energy.
Well, what you consider, you know, living where you do, Sedona, most of the time,
mm-hmm,
and living right now or spending a lot of time for work-related reasons and otherwise in,
mm-hmm,
California, what would you say the energy differences are, and which do you prefer?
Well, you know what? I've
been curious to ask you that, because people talk so highly of Sedona energy. It's a mix of all energies for the chakra system, and it's a place where many people travel just to get that energy. That it's a balancing energy. I guess Sedona is something people use to get a balance.
Well, I am kind of living in a state of mission rather than a city. So... In Sedona, in L.A., there is lots of possibilities for getting what I'm doing out to lots of people.
Right.
Whereas in Sedona...
I still love your conversations with my girlfriend TV idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blower. In fact...
And in Sedona, everybody knows it all.
Well, in fact, it's something you and I will need to discuss here as we roll the next 30, 60 days out.
Because
we really are, folks. We're moving into TV, and I'm talking with a few people. That's going to be the next step. We're going there. BBS Productions, baby.
So, in any case, you know, each one has their own particular advantage. And, of course, you know, right now I'm working on a new book of all that's going to be pretty extraordinary with all this new stuff I'm doing. And so I have to do that in the L.A. area.
What have you learned this week?
What have I learned?
That sticks out this week for you. Was it something?
I can't remember, Don.
Was it something?
I'm sure I learned something, but I can't remember.
Well, was it something like, did you learn something deep down, a truth? Did you learn something about yourself? Did you learn something about someone else? Did something strike you as a wonderful event this week that might have made an impression on you?
I'm sure it did, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really in the moment. So it's like, I don't have what I would say, like, every day I'm creating the day. So what do I do today? Who do I talk to today? What project am I going to work on today? I mean, it's actually... I have to do one thing at a time because things that can be so different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I gave a bunch of talk. I'll tell you one thing I learned in the last couple of weeks that was interesting. You know, last time we were on the air, I was up in Santa Cruz, right?
Right.
And I did a bunch of talks. I did like four or five Barnes & Noble, and I did the New Living Expo. And then I drove all the way to San Diego and did this little expo down there. And what I really found that was interesting was that when I would go and be in front of a group of people talking, now it's not that I never had this experience before, but I always afraid it wouldn't be consistent, that it wouldn't happen every time. What would happen if it didn't happen? And every time I was in front of a group of people, the room would fill with light energy, and everyone would experience it. And I say this because of the emails I received after my talk.
I believe you. I truly do.
For example, I gave a talk at East West Bookstore in Mountain View, and somebody came up to me and said they never experienced so much light in the room. And that's a bookstore, a metaphysical bookstore, where everybody goes to give talks.
Yeah.
It already has a real good energy.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And somebody came out of the talk I did, and two or three people came out of the talk I did in San Diego, and Terry was sitting at the table, and they went up to get books afterwards, and they said, you know what, I could see the light in the room. I could see the auras of people. I never saw that before. So it's not just my perception. It's you know, what I feel is that when I show up and I just be neutral, you know, not try too hard, just like I'm doing right now, I'm not trying too hard. I'm just talking, right? I'm not like anxious to prove anything or teach anything. It's just that in being very neutral, I give the space so that these higher dimensional energies come into the physical, and they come in as light energy, and other people feel it. It reaches out to people. And, you know, what's been so frustrating on our show...
You know what it is?
Is that, you know, for the past couple of months of doing the show...
I've been using my mind more than my heart.
That's right. You've been using your mind, and we haven't letting it flow.
I know.
And I couldn't get the energy up. So.
I know. I felt that too. In my time of reflection lately, in my last meditations, I've realized that too. I've done that in most things of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, time to come back full circle.
You see, the truth of the matter is,
I had too much going on. Too much. Too. I had to. really come back and ground myself.
Yeah.
I was too out there. It's been too chaotic for me. And I knew, even Spirit even let me know this would happen during this transition. And now it's over, and I feel great, folks. Mm-hmm. And the ride, I love too. I mean, I'm back.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. It feels like it.
But
you know, it's not something to judge that we went through that, because it's like, you know, I equated it to romance. That oftentimes in romance is very strong at the beginning. Because nobody knows what's happening.
Well, I like your other way of putting it more.
Which was that?
Well, that when you meet people, we all, hidden or otherwise, it may take time to come out, but there are always these shadow sides and karmic or issues that you need to deal with, these shadow sides. And I think we've got them out in the open, and we've tore them up and threw them away.
Yeah. I mean, during that period where the shadow side is coming up, right?
Yeah.
It's really easy for people to say, screw you.
Exactly.
Okay? Who wants that? Because, you know, it's like, it feels like you're challenging me and denying my existence, and you feel like I'm challenging you. And really, that is the shadow side coming up, and, you know, I'll tell you something, Don. We did a recent channeling. Actually, we did it May 1st, but I just transcribed it.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm getting some breakthrough stuff that I have never, ever heard anyone say before on some of these channelings, okay?
You know, I believe you, because I got to tell you something. Something, folks, I've made some weird claims and statements, and all of them I believe to be true, so I will make another. Something wonderful. You know that movie, the 2001 Space Odyssey, where that one entity says something wonderful is about to occur? I think we're seeing that now. Right now in the lives of this Earth, in those people who are waking up and choose to be a part of this wonderful, glorious age. We're seeing that. I mean, everywhere. These energies are just flying. I mean, it's a whole new vibration on this planet now, folks. And if you tune in, hey, the way it's like surfing the most wonderful, liberating, awesome wave. Anyways. I almost sound 60-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
but again, it ties a lot into what the people learned back in the 60s, and bringing it full circle, bringing
well,
all the knowledge.
You know, the key to this is we started out with the idea of blending, right?
Blending, right.
The key to this is blending. And I want to go back, because I want to make sure that I get across.
Now, we're not talking, I hope. And I don't think we are, but I want to point it out for our audience, because it just hit me in the back of my head. Blending does not mean compromising.
No. No. It
means harmonizing.
But you know, blending is not something you can do through willpower.
I agree.
You see, it's something that you can, and I think that maybe we can talk about it and try to get the idea of what blending is and how you do it. Because you get the idea that you and I exist not just as our physical bodies. And so is everyone who's listening. They're a physical body, but they're also an energy. And we can't directly see our energy. Now, some people don't know that they have an energy, and some people do. I mean, you go to an acupuncturist.
That was strange.
You go to an acupuncturist.
I was sitting here just enwrapped with your conversation, and you made the weirdest sound I'd ever heard. I came out of my reverie and thought to myself, that's Winfrey.
Yep. So you go to an acupuncturist.
Right.
And they work with some kind of energy that's not scientific energy. It's not electricity. yet it's some kind of there's a sound again. And so we exist as energy. When we die, our energy continues. When we're reborn, the energy comes into the new body and programs it. Right now, everyone is listening. Just imagine that in addition to your physical conscious self, you have an energy. Now, that energy is not something you're directly in control of. But there's a way to indirectly make that energy do things. And that's through, what is the magic word, Don, to indirectly affect your energy body?
To indirectly, that's through the higher dimensional forces.
Nope. There's something you can do in your conscious self.
To indirectly affect
indirectly. Well, you can't directly affect your energy body. And in other words, you can't say, I want to blend with Don. Go ahead, energy body, blend.
Well, you have to, in order to do that, you have to be prepared to overlap that person's energy. Is that what you're asking?
Well, the key word here is intention.
Well, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The
well,
key
you
word.
Intend to do it, and then yeah. you tune into it.
When you intend to do it, even if it doesn't happen the first time, it starts the process, okay?
Right.
I mean, for the last 2 months, even though it hasn't happened, I've intended it to happen every time we've done a show, okay?
Yes.
And so intention is like the gas pedal for your energy body, okay? It's like your car. You don't have to look under the hood to know there's an engine in it. But when you step on the gas, the engine moves the car forward, okay?
Well, I agree.
That's why when we call in the light, it's not magic when that energy happens. It's intention. It's like I put an intention really clearly. And it's like anyone can have that intention, to start with that intention, to have this blending of energy bodies. And it's not anything you have to talk to anyone about. You just every day say, I want to blend. And why do you want to blend? Why do you want to blend? You know why? Because your energy gets bigger. You feel better, and you make other people feel better. You stop being alienated. You feel connected, because blending is really another way of saying what Jesus called communion, right? It's when souls come together temporarily and meld with each other. And then they separate and go back, and then they come back again. And it's like you are a walking hologram. Every time you move, you are an anchor point for the entire universe through your body to the earth. And if you move really fast, you suddenly don't have your energy move with you. Like when you're in your home environment, if you've made a good home for yourself, then your energy should, and I won't say it is, but it should be really grounded there. In other words, the people that you're living with, your energy should be blended with. You should feel loved, cared for, secure, and grounded to the earth, because it's your home. Now, if you don't feel that way, then you have to start a process to cause that to happen where your home is. And then as soon as you leave your home, walk out the door, you're now like a walking hologram that's connected to the entire universe through your body to the earth. And so every time you move, you change all the parameters of all your energies. You get in your car, you get on the freeway, you're moving past all those holograms of those other cars. Some of you go to work, you sit in your office. And so each moment, there's this act of totally regrouping yourself in relationship to the entire universe, because that's how big your energy can be. And get out of your smaller mind that's thinking this way, and your feelings. Now, this expansion of energy is not something you can do, boom. You got to start a little at a time. Start feeling where it's easy, like the people that...
We're gonna have a call in soon, too, by the way.
Who's that?
My aunt. Auntie Di, who is on my father's sister, and she started listening to BBS Radio. I think she likes it.
She does.
It's remarkable because she's a very spiritual lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know she was listening or listened to it. She actually called in Derek White Skycloud on last Saturday morning's or Saturday early afternoon's program at 3 p.m. Got a reading that blew her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And she even emailed me on it. It blew my mind. I couldn't how he could know these things, but she's going to be calling in here shortly. Wonderful lady. I love her so much.
I mean, you know, we can invite anyone.
Well,
who
she just called me on the other line.
Anyone
said
who wants,
she wanted to call in, but she phoned the wrong number.
Anyone who wants to call, is she listening to us tonight?
I guess she must be.
I mean, if she's going to call, I want to keep my topic. So ask her if she's going to talk about blending.
Blending.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll know. You know, she's quite a spirit.
All right. Because.
But she's not here yet. She'll phone her here in a bit.
Or anyone else that wants to call and make a comment about
877
this.
877 is the phone number. Yeah. 877-876-5227.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, people call in. I'm sorry. This show number should be working in Canada as well. But it's only U.S. right now. Here's the call in. Okay. She's on air. I'm going to get her on here right now. So stay with me. This should be interesting.
You guys that are listening while we're waiting for Darlene to come on.
I think she's on.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Auntie?
This is Auntie Diana Lee.
Auntie Beverly?
No, Auntie Diana Lee.
Auntie Diana Lee.
Auntie Diana Lee.
Are you listening to our show tonight?
Oh, of course.
Now,
I love my family. I love you, Auntie Di. You know,
thank you, darling.
You know, we don't get much of a chance to talk because I work and you're busy and everyone's so busy. So I'm just.
I know, and I work too. Isn't it something else? How come we haven't won our millions and millions and millions and millions? And let's make it billions of dollars yet.
And now we're going to say it live in front of 1,000 people. I love you. I miss.
Oh, I think there's more than 1,000 people.
I'm telling you, I just.
And you know what? You're fading out, love. Can you speak up a bit?
I miss you. I love
you. I miss you too. When are you going to come visit?
You know, hopefully soon. I miss you so dearly.
Thank you, darling. Now, Wayne's been talking about blending, and blending is something I do when I cook, but I don't really know what he means by blending. Blending to me is simply interacting with people, so the word blending is not making sense to me. Can someone explain this to me?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, okay?
Sure.
Now, you know, you are a very smart mental woman, right?
Not according to my ex-husband, but that's another subject. We don't need to discuss that now.
Well, aside from your husband, okay?
No, ex-husband, please.
Now, what happens in all of life? Now, this may be a new idea to you, so
just
consider it. Is that people communicate in many different ways? I mean, we communicate emotionally, right? We communicate with our mouths and our minds, and we talk to each other. We communicate sexually with our bodies, but I'm talking about a communication which is far more subtle. Did you ever walk into a room and feel good vibes?
No, I can't honestly say I have.
You have. Now, when you walk into a room and felt good vibes, you were blending with the room.
No, I said I have not.
Oh, you have not?
Yes.
Well, let's see if we can do blending right here. On the Don and Wynn show.
And before we do that,
okay, Don.
Yeah, I'm going to step out for 2 seconds.
No, don't step out. This is a crucial time.
Oh,
this is your aunt. If she gets mad at me, she has to go back to you.
Okay. I guess
I'm going to go back to him all the time, anyways. But so that's okay. But you and I can talk. I think let's blend.
Well, I was just going to be gone for 1 minute, 60 seconds.
Let him go. He's a pee break. Let him go.
She was correct. Yes.
Is that correct? You need a pee break, Tom?
Well, I've been behind this this radio equipment for a while now, you know, so
Go, go, go. All right.
Thank
he
you.
Doesn't have a tin cup.
Thank you, Auntie Di.
You're welcome, darling.
Auntie
so,
Di.
Talk to me about blending.
Okay. Did you ever be with somebody and get so relaxed that you didn't have to talk to them and you just
unfortunately I was married at the time.
I see. And it wasn't your husband, right?
No.
Well,
no.
That experience is what I mean by blending.
Uh-huh.
Where you, now, you know, some people, I mean, when people are intimate.
But,
well,
you know, that's a case of falling in love with somebody. That's not, that's
no,
not
well,
something I do with everybody.
But.
Not yet, anyway.
Let's,
of course, Mr. Wright hasn't shown himself yet, but there you know.
Did you ever look at go to the top of a mountain and look at a city and feel your breath taken away? Like,
as a matter of fact, not too long ago, my mother, bless her heart, she's been dead these 20 years, came to me, and we climbed that mountain, went under the silver fence up to the top of the mountain. I saw that beautiful city, and that's where she was going. And
mm-hmm.
I know I'm going there one day, too. But what's that got to do with blending?
So the idea is you have an energy field. And
yes.
Your energy field is not something you can consciously, you can't consciously experience it.
But how do you know you've got one?
Well, that's a long story. That's like a book, which I've written. First of all, if you have a soul, it relates to your soul. When you die, your energy field continues. Where do you think dead people go? They're in their energy field.
Well, the body goes to the earth, and the spirit goes to heaven.
Right.
Which
well,
is simply in another hemisphere or another dimension.
Well, right at the moment, your spirit is still in that other dimension.
Yes.
Right now, part of you is still
yes.
there,
yes.
even though you're not aware of it, okay?
Yes.
But the idea is that part of you that's in another dimension is with you right in this moment.
Yes.
And when that part of you that's in another dimension connects with either your environment or another person or spirit guides, when it really connects, you're blending. You are becoming one with other energies. Now, that may be a new experience.
All right, now that sounds good for the other side, but what about this side? Because that's what we're essentially talking about, is this side, is it not?
Well, we're on both sides. The way that comes down on this side...
But we already do it on the other side, so you're talking about this side now, so don't confuse me with magic
well,
here.
Well, let's say that this side and the other side are related. They're not like... There's a veil between them, but what happens on the other side affects this side. In fact,
it's all preordained, right? I mean,
no,
we already know from the other side what we're going to be doing and everything is set up in front of us and our children and
That's not exactly true. There's a lot of free will involved.
Of course there is.
You're changing things all the time. Every
it screws up the records for everybody else, but that's not something you have together.
Every time you have a thought, every time you have an idea, every time you have an intention, you are changing the entire universe to a little degree.
Yes.
And so what happens is your thought goes through to the other side and starts rearranging things, if you follow what I'm saying.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about things that are kind of metaphysical. It sounds like it's not something you, even though if we talk long enough, you'll probably agree with me. It's like the vocabulary.
Now, you don't want to go there because I'm known for my not agreeing with people, but carry on.
Well, you may.
Hold on. I think our whole family is anti-die. Ask when.
Okay. Anti-die.
Yes.
Did you ever contemplate somebody and feel like you're with them? Like you thought about them and they were, you know them so well that it was like they're there.
No.
You never did that?
No.
So this
sounds nice.
This is a new idea, okay? Do you want to have the experience of blending? Do you want to have it? Or does it scare you?
No, it doesn't scare me at all.
Okay. Well, first of all, take some deep breaths. Are you in your home? Are you in your home right now?
No, but I'm close.
Are you driving your car?
Oh heavens, no! I would never talk on the phone when I'm driving my car.
What city are you in?
I'm good question. I'm in Blaine.
Blaine.
Washington.
Blaine, Washington. Okay.
That's the only one I know of. Yes.
Okay, and are you in the center of the city? Or?
No, I'm not. I'm in the outskirts.
In the outskirts.
Yes.
Are you?
And
like,
I'm sitting down.
Are you in a? In
and
a
I'm not in my
way,
car.
Wynn, you
yeah.
And I'm having a cigarette, but I took my glasses off.
You may be talking to probably one of the finest artists on this planet, and she hasn't. True, Wynn, you're an artist. My aunt used to paint on petrified mushrooms and wood, landscapes and animals, to such a intensely real and beautiful degree that you sold those things for thousands upon thousands. Beyond remarkable. I've always been stunned. Those visions of what you drew, Anti-Dye, will never leave me.
Thank you, darling.
Ever.
And in my heart of hearts,
exactly
I know that you're not really stunned.
I remember where they were located and what you drew.
Really?
Sure, the mushroom. They were located right. There was the kitchen off to the right. You had this ledge. You put the mushroom ones up there, and then you had the petrified woods right off to the right. And it was right next to the kitchen area and the living area. And it was, you drew these beautiful animal scenes. Oh my goodness, the eagle scene and.
Thank you, love.
It was just, and you, it almost looked Native American, in a way.
Ooh, wow.
Didn't it? I mean, the kind of scenes, used a lot of blues, a lot of reds, oranges. They were very deep, very...
Hey, Don, we're getting off the topic of
blending. All right, well,
I was drawn... Oh, listen, Wynn, he can just go on with this forever and ever and ever. I love it.
Well, I was drawn...
back to blending.
Sorry. I got pulled into your pictures. I miss them.
Okay. Anti-Dye, right?
Yes, yes.
I want you to take a really big, deep breath.
Oh, this is going to hurt. I'm a smoker. Okay.
And put your cigarette down, okay?
Yeah, my cigarette's out.
Now, I want you to imagine, act as if that you are right with Don in his space.
Oh, he wouldn't like that.
That's all right. No, no.
Oh, absolutely.
Just
I would.
Just your energy. Imagine that you're...
Okay, my energy is there.
Now, just don't talk, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Be receptive a second.
This is going to be hard. Okay.
Okay. I want you to focus your energy like you're with Don. And Don, I want you to focus your energy like you're with your aunt. And I'm going to put my energy like we're all together. Now, we're just imagining this. Maybe this is not happening. Maybe this is just imaginary. But let's just imagine it for a moment. And if we stop talking, now, just imagine we're all together and we stop talking. And by the way, all you people who are listening, even though you're strangers, you think, what are these guys doing? Imagine that your energy right now is with Anti-Dye and Don and me. And
Wynn?
Yeah?
A couple of points. One, it's not Anti-Dye. It's Anti-Dye.
Anti-Dye.
I don't know. You told
him. If you're not going to talk, you shouldn't talk either.
You told him about that one googly eye you had.
Well, I'm kind of leading this right now, although although I know that part of you doesn't like to be led, and you're
no,
going
it's
through
not
all
part
this resistance.
Of me, love, it's all of me doesn't like to be led.
Well,
but so tell me now, what we're going to do apparently, as I understand it, is we're all going to maintain a moment of silence. I don't know what this is going to do to your radio listeners.
Yeah,
we're all going to maintain a moment of silence and be with the other people. Is that it?
Yeah, I just imagine our energies are with each other.
Three, go. Okay.
So that was our moment of blending.
Did you feel me?
I think I did, yes.
Okay, Don, did you feel me?
I'll tell you what, I think I felt you both.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wynn's energy was constantly trying to get deeper into the moment.
Did you feel anything?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing?
Sorry.
Was your mind chattering away?
No, my mind never chatters.
Well, you know, the key to this is learning how to expand yourself.
Yes.
And that might be, that might be a new idea for you.
Well, but, I've expanded by about 30 pounds here, but I guess that's not
well,
to do with anything, has it?
Well, we're talking about expanding into other dimensions, not in the physical dimension.
Oh, okay, dokie.
Okay.
Don, I think you should hire me. So carry on with this idea of yours, because I truly haven't got it yet.
Well, let me ask you: do you have a religious idea? Do you come from
a religious idea?
I mean, do you believe in God?
I do, and asthma as well.
Now, when you do you think God is separate from you or part of you?
Oh no, I am God.
You are God.
She's way ahead of you, Wynn.
Well, you're part of God. You're not God. You know, I mean, in other words,
no, 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 no. I am God. God created me in His own image. Therefore, I am God.
See, she's on top of it.
The problem is, if you're God and I'm God and Don's God, then and we're all omnipotent, and we all have different ideas, it doesn't work out.
Why not?
So we're like, well, because. How can I say that? We're all mini microcosms of God.
Well, Mussolini thought he was, and Stalin thought he was, and Pol Pot thought he was, so I can damn well think I am.
Well, okay, you can think you are.
Yes.
Well, we all actually
are. No, but
are.
Truly, I am. I am God. God in the beginning was God, correct? In the beginning was God?
Correct.
So God created everything, huh? God created the heavens and the earth and the
everything.
Seas and the birds and blah, blah, blah.
It's more complicated.
Everything that God created is part of God, right?
Yeah.
Everything that God created, therefore, is God. That includes me.
See,
if you don't want to fit into that realm, that's fine.
No,
I mean,
that's the elegant, simple truth of it. You are correct, in my opinion, Auntie Beth.
Yes, I believe so, Don.
And
Wynn, absolutely.
But Wynn knows that. He was trying to take it to the next level.
but he's
trying to make it complex, and a lot of times he and I argue on about that on the show, but of course there's people out there that really don't get it, so he's trying to explain to them what blending of energies is, and that means allowing yourself to come from the heart and feel your oneness with everything in that connection and identify.
Like, do you feel the small part of you can be part of the big part of God? In other words...
Do I feel that the small part of me can be part of the big part of God?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to rework that sentence. I don't quite understand.
Rephrase the sentence?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Yeah, after having Auntie Diana repeat it, I would have to say, yes, repeat it. I thought I got it until she repeated it.
Well, you said you are God, okay?
I am.
Well... God created you, right? We agree with that. Now, if God created you, are you also the God that created you? Are you part of...
Yes, I am.
You can't
separate... If God created me, am I a part of a God that created me? God created me, therefore I am God.
Mm-hmm. Well...
It's like me making a cake, and the cake... making cupcakes. Is part of the cupcakes part of the cake?
You know the beauty is, see the thing... Wynn?
Yeah.
How do I put this?
Hey, Don, you're fading out.
When it comes to my family members,
mm-hmm.
my Aunt Diana is very, very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
In her own way, she's connected to her own guides, her own spirit guides. She connects with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She just keeps everything in its simplest form, in its truest form, and I love that about her, and I miss that. Believe me, she gets it. When she's there, she's reflected on that, she's grown into that. My Auntie Di, I feel her energy. She's a powerful individual. She's got wonderful energy. She gets it. She's playing with you.
Uh-oh, the secret is out. I enjoy your broadcast. This is absolutely a blast. You guys enjoy the rest of your show. Take care.
Hold on.
Hey, okay.
Hey,
yeah?
Hello?
Is she there?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
Listen,
I'm here.
I want to tell you to read my book, okay? You probably won't.
Oh, she would love your book. Now, that's a book she would... You would like his book, Auntie Di.
Would I?
Oh,
it's
geez.
It's called The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey.
You'd love it.
When was Edgar Casey reincarnated? He said in his own book, or he said in the book by his son, that he wasn't coming back until about 1998, I think.
That's right.
That's correct.
I wrote the book about the guy that came back in 1998.
Yes.
He didn't know he was Edgar Casey until 1998. Believe me, go to my website.
You got to read it. Auntie Di, if you can't get it, I'll send you a copy. It's that good. His book, he was meant to put that book out. It was guided by a presence much stronger than him and a big part of him. And I'll tell you, it'll change you. It's a great book.
It'll teach you how to blend.
Wow. Okay.
Even for me, anybody who walks a spiritual path, I don't care what vibration they're on, his book's great.
Truly. Yeah. Well, you send it to me and I'll read it, love.
Done. You got it.
All right. Do you know where I live?
I can get it from Mother.
Do you know my email address? Because you owe me an email.
I do. I actually do
yes,
have
it. Yes, you do. How is Melissa?
My wife and the children are... Auntie Diana, if you can feel all the love and the power and the beauty in this home and the energy that is within it, I would just like to share it with you because it is unbelievably beautiful.
I do believe that. I was in your home when you lived down south, and I felt it then, and I believe it'll be just as strong, if not stronger now.
Oh, no. Now it's a whole new energy, a whole new dimension in this house. The love that permeates the walls and within this home resonate. It's just so intense. My children and my wife are the greatest things in the world. I'm blessed beyond. We're all blessed. When we truly look and see it, it's there in every moment, in every space, in everything we look at, and everyone we talk to. And there I go. See, I'm starting to climb the clouds again. And I do that every now and again now because... A great spiritual unfoldment and awakening is taking place.
And it's
on
very
this
close
earth.
To you.
And
that's
it's
why.
Very close to me, and I'm working with a lot of significant energies and people, and it's all melding and it's intense. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I truly
okay, love you. Take care.
I love you.
I love you.
I will be thinking of you often, and when you feel me hugging you, that is me hugging you.
All right. And don't forget the email.
Okay. Back to business.
You take care, darling.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you
bye
for
now.
Calling in. Bye-bye.
Hey, Don?
Yes, sir?
I got a good T-shirt for you.
What's that? Blend with blogging. That's good. I like it.
Well,
PBS radio where blending is, but okay.
Of course,
somebody else come up with a good one and send it to us about blending. PBS radio and blending, and we'll put it and we'll make it part of our commercials if it's good. In fact, we're going to be running several, 12 of them, all with our slogans.
Take the B out of BBS, and what do you got?
Well, you can't because RBS just has that extra B in it.
If you take the B out of BBS, you got BS.
Yes. Hey.
BS with a B.
You know, there are...
There we go. There's another shirt. BS with a B.
Well, there's someone coming on after us that happens to be a person that is outstanding. And, you know, he's got a great program, Fred Bell, of course, one of the principals behind BBS Radio. When I say principals, I mean one of the owners and the main directors, principals, and he's coming on with his show next. And my goodness, we're eating into his hour, so let's call in the light. Which
okay.
Thank you, Wynn, for putting up with myself and my wonderful, wonderful... aunt, because I miss her and I appreciate your time in that. It was unexpected, but I thank the audience and you for bearing with me during that. Well, if anything, it did me a world of wonder and good, and
mm-hmm.
I hope it did you all too. And Wynn, if you'll close.
So this is like an exercise in blending that we were talking about, where we as a group, meaning Don, me, and those of you who are listening, that want to participate, are going to blend our energies. We're going to intend to blend our energies. And some of you may notice a stillness in your space when we do this, or a quietness. Some of you may notice energy around you. Some of you who are more sensitive might see light energy. Some of you are going to feel like a part of you that was lonely suddenly wasn't lonely in that moment. Everyone's going to have their own individual experience, and it's where we blend our energies and we give permission to those higher energies to blend with us. And it's really an act of healing ourselves, healing each other, in healing our planet. And Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, each person listening, and that this light that emanates from the galactic center going through our solar system can move through your body. You can move it through, starting at the head and down through your feet. And you can pick up this energy and radiate it into your space just by your intention. And that energy can extend out to your family, to your home, to your community, and to your city. And we make a web right now of that energy. We make a web tying to each other, healing the grid lines of the planet, and anchoring this energy into the earth for wherever we are. And while that energy is present, we can put those things like earthquakes, that they might be put off, natural disasters, that those people in Washington that might choose compassion over hate, that those people on our in our planet might choose that, that are in the middle of their decision-making processes. And on that note, I wish you good night, and another hour of the Don and Wynn Show will be here next Saturday. Don, you want to say anything?
Well, actually, I felt that energy. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I'm not doing that. We are doing it.
Well, we are doing it. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm just being like a strong intention. And anyone that says that or even thinks it can start that energy going in their space.
You know, that's true. And, you know, there's a thought here that I want to remind people. You know, just think of love as a vibration that you just got to tune into. And we're coming up next with the Dr. Bell Show. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.